better. Let me see how much energy I have inside of me. Thank God it's Friday! Oh my God, it's Friday! See, it's not like I have anything I want to do today over the weekend. But you know, it's the weekend. And for some reason, we get excited whenever it's the weekend. And the Nigerian Info will not be left out of the excitement. The sunny side will not be left out of the excitement. And yours truly, Denise Dennis Wallo, will not be left out of the excitement. Welcome to Friday's edition of The Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. How are you doing today? Hope you're good. Oh, the weather is so cool and cozy. I know, weather for relaxation. But hey, go to work. And while you're at it, listen to Nigeria Info. I have missed you, but I'm here and I'm excited to be here. From now up until 3 p.m., you and I will share this space together, you know, having great conversations. And the fun part is that towards the end of this show, somebody gonna win something. 5,000 Nigerian Naira cash. I like the sound of that. I'm happy for the winner in advance. Someone says, Lisa, are you live? I want to see you. Yes, I'm live. I'm live on Twitter. I'm live on Facebook. Be patient. Calm down. Patience is a virtue. Calm down. You'll see me shortly. And I hope it's not just to see me. You will be a part of a conversation by dropping your comments and tweeting your response at us. What do I have in store for you today? We'll start with some sort of debate centered around driving. You know, vroom, 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 vroom. Someone once tweeted, and I quote, "Maybe it's just me. Whenever I book a ride and it's a female, I immediately cancel it. I value and respect ladies a lot, but I kind of prefer having a ride with a man. You know, the convo is basically better that way for me." Now, when you think about it, driving may seem so easy, but may not really be an easy fit when you take into consideration all that it entails, you know, calculation, emotions, experience, professionalism, patience, obeying traffic laws, balancing all of these at the same time, and then chatting with a passenger takes a whole lot from the driver. You'll agree with me. Now, when you remember you are entrusting your life to the driver from the start to the end of the journey, who do you feel safer with in a vehicle, a male or a female driver? From your personal experience, now that's the question. Between the male and female gender, who is a better driver? Now, a poll is up on our Twitter handle. It is at Nigeria Info PH. It's going to be there for 24 hours. So do well, go there and cast your vote. And at the end of the show today, at the end of this hour, I will read out the results to us. Remember, at Nigeria Info PH, go there, cast your vote. I see some of your votes already. Also, do well to drop your comments. Yes, it will be wonderful reading those comments. It makes part of the conversation for today. Buckle your seatbelt and let's get ready for the ride. It is The Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. I am Denise Dennis Wallo and your pilot for today. All right, so welcome back to the show. We are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and also on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Now, I started off the show telling us that there is a poll on our Twitter handle at Nigeria Info PH. So do well, go there and cast your vote. Someone once tweeted, maybe it's just me, but whenever I book a ride and it's a female, I merely cancel it. I value and respect ladies a lot, but I kind of prefer having a ride with a man because the convo is basically better that way for me. I have had a few ladies drive me in the city of Port Harcourt as commercial drivers. Yeah, I have my female friends drive me all the time. I have my female colleagues drive me sometimes. I have driven some of my male colleagues and I have driven other people. But I found it rather I wouldn't call it abnormal, unusual. Yeah, I think unusual is the word. I found it rather unusual being driven by a lady because for so long I have seen the commercial driver's space, or commercial transportation space as one dominated by the male gender from growing up until some years ago. A bus driver, a man. A bus conductor, a man. A taxi driver, a man. Even when it comes to planes, I have never really seen the pilots flying my planes. I wouldn't know if it's a male or a female, but will I jump down from how many from the sky because it's a female? No. I think some time ago, years ago, decades ago, as a teenager, that was my first experience having a female drive me in a taxi. And for some reason, this lady was quite popular. She used to load her vehicle from Rumola down to town. I'm talking about Port Harcourt's main town. You get to the station bus stop area, in short, from Azikiwe Road towards Station Road, then Station Bus Stop, then you get to Lagos Bus Stop, and then all the way down to Agri Road, then to New Market, then you get to Borikiri, New Road, UP, Sandfield. So I bought that taxi from Rumola, and I didn't know. I just got in and sat down, and only when the vehicle got full and the lady had to settle the boy that loaded the taxi, did I realize it was a woman. And did I say, oh, I want to come down? No. I found it interesting. It was quite thrilling for me because it was the first time. Have I seen a female conductor before? Oh, yes. I first saw it in a Lollywood movie and I thought, no, it wasn't real. Until one of these days, somewhere along Aba Road, if you know where the PDP Secretariat is, opposite one very popular hotel and one very popular bank, did I see a female conductor loading? Ide go, back, and down, Agri Road. I'm like, okay, so this is not only Nollywood, this happens in reality. Then things got more sophisticated, and we now have the e-hailing services, yeah? So you can sit at the comfort of your home and book a ride. The rider comes to your destination, picks you up, confirm where you're heading to, and then they start the ride. You get to your destination, and they end the ride, and you make payment. I have never experienced a female driver, no. For the e-hailing services, but for commercial taxi, I have. Now, when you think about it, driving may seem so easy. Is it not just to start the ignition and then it will make one noise like this, and then you move your gear like this, and then you return your steering like this, and that is all that there is to it? Sorry. It may not really be an easy feat when you take into consideration all that it entails. First, you learn how to drive a car, a vehicle, a lorry, whatever. You learn, all right? And it takes a lot to learn. Then you're certified. I don't know how some of us learned how to drive. Maybe someone out there taught us, maybe a relative, but some of us went to driving school, proper driving school. We had the representative from FRS sit in the car with us, who drive, and they would mark, and then we finally issue the certificate, then we go get our license and all of that. So that's first. Then driving involves some level of calculation. Should I turn like this? If I turn like this, will I hit this car? This car that is coming in front, is he going to hit me? Is he using his side mirror at all? Like, you are driving your car, you are driving the next person's car. Then there are emotions involved. I mean, the state of mind. And that is why they would say, don't drink and drive. If you're angry, don't drive. If you just broke your heart, don't drive. If you're don't drive. If you're don't drive. Then level of experience, or how much experience or years of experience will come to bear. So a beginner driver will obviously not drive as well as someone who's been driving for decades or years. then some level of professionalism would, you know, focus on how you obey the traffic lights, traffic rules. What does this stand for? What does that stand for? No right turn, no U-turn. You indicate right, you indicate left, and all of that. Then there's some level of patience. Have you been in a gridlock, like a very bad traffic? And sometimes it feels like you should just pack or put off the car, but I'm off. Come down, leave the car there, use leg, go to where you are going to. When you come back, you carry it. Or maybe you should just carry the car on your head, however you want to do it. And now you look at balancing all of this, and at the same time, chatting with a passenger, especially when the passenger is quite engaging. It takes a whole lot from the driver, you will agree with me. And when you are remembering, or when you remember as a passenger, that you are entrusting your life to the driver from the start to the end of the journey, who do you feel safer with? A male driver or a female driver? But let's just ask a direct question. From your personal experience, between the male and the female gender, who is a better driver? And you tell me why. Is it how they make you feel when you get into the car? Is it the level of professionalism? Is it their, what's it called now? Knowledge of the different routes and different shortcuts and everything. Put that all together and let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809-030-6416. Do watch us live on Twitter, Twitter handle at NigeriaInfoBH, and then our Facebook page, we're live as well, NigeriaInfo92.3PH. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call and be audible so we can hear you. NigeriaInfo, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Oh dear, so sorry, we lost that call. Like I said, turn down the volume of your radio set as you call and try to be audible too so we can hear you. NigeriaInfo, good afternoon. Sorry, we lost that call again. Network, please be nice to us. So, let's see. I see your votes already. I'm not sure if this will go through, but let's try it out. NigeriaInfo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is John Glees. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I feel very comfortable when a female driver is driving me down to my destination.
When a female driver is driving you.
The level of concentration is too hard.
Okay.
They concentrate a lot and they drive with every level of professionalism because they are like, I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to endanger my life. I don't want to lose my husband. I don't want to lose my children. But we, the men, we are very reckless. Like, we know everything.
Wow, wow, wow.
So I feel more comfortable when a female driver is on the steering, on the wheels of steering. It's better. Thank you very much. I'm Johnny Blue from Patata.
All right, then. Thank you, too, Johnny. So far, so good. 15 votes in our poll. I see 60% for the men and 40% for the women. Keep the votes coming. I also see some messages on the Twitter post we put out. Trust me, I'll read them. NigeriaInfo, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
My name is Esther. I'm calling from Kotaku.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. For me, I think male drivers are over female drivers.
Male drivers are
better than female drivers.
Do Do tell us why, please.
Because in the city of Port Harcourt, there are mostly males as commercial drivers.
Okay.
And they are very familiar with it.
They're very familiar with the what?
With rakes on the road.
Rakes on the road. Okay. That's all.
Yes.
Okay. So what if you went to another state and you had female drivers more than the male drivers? Will you say that female drivers are better? Is she there at all? Hello?
No, I feel safer riding with male drivers.
Okay.
Because I'm sure I know where I'm going then.
Hey, you are sure you know where you are going to? It's okay, no problem. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. I think I should have found a way to reach out to FRSC so that they will tell us, the Federal Road Safety Corps. They will tell us, maybe they have their own answers. Maybe we'll carry this conversation to another day and have them here tell us the statistics when it comes to road accidents. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Oh dear. 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0007, and once again the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Twitter at @NigeriaInfoPH, Facebook page NigeriaInfo92.3PH, WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. And we lost that call. So on Twitter at Chike Ogbonna says, the men are better drivers. Cutting across my observations, the composure on steering alone is my first assessment basis. And the male dominates the steering statistically in number than the female. Interesting. Nigeria Info. Gosh, we lost that call again. Let me go to WhatsApp and then to Facebook. Sorry. Does female know how to drive, or is it because we close eyes to their recklessness in driving? Even the traffic officers give them that preferential treatment. Come and see female driving in traffic. Just pray that none of them is behind you and in front. I can't patronize female drivers. They are incompetent. Ogu Ojone, justice, send that in. That's deep. Say they are incompetent.
Okay,
Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. For me, I think the female driver is better. Because when you are a female driver, I feel, for me, you feel more safe than when you are around the male. Because in this generation, we are even Port Harcourt, you know what the things are happening. Is it here of male that is enough, not female? So that's my point of view.
All right, then. Thank you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, Mrs. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mrs. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
How many female drivers are you seeing that run transportation from Port Harcourt to Lagos or Port Harcourt to Abuja?
Wait.
It's not that
wait.
Okay.
It's not like we don't just want to hustle that kind of hustle. I mean, so, some of us ladies drive ourselves interstate. We drive ourselves from Port Harcourt
to. That is where you belong to. To run errand in the city.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Just Jerry. Wait, I am saying that we drive ourselves. For instance, I drive myself from here to Bayelsa, from here to Delta. Wait. I'm not done. And every time I'm driving, I carry passengers. The only difference is that they don't pay. It's free work and doing. If I start to say, everybody that is entering this my vehicle, you will give me 2,000. What I make money, please, oh,
you
don't
make
do
money,
that.
Of course.
so wait, so it's by who used to carry passengers and travel. That is the problem. tomorrow I will start the business. Tomorrow I will start carrying passengers.
Only me, I will start your business for you. Don't worry yourself. See, driving is an act.
Okay.
And it takes a lot of emotion, psychology. Stress,
pain.
I will not subject our women to this. The African man, traditionally, there are things he will not want his sister or his mother or his wife to do. I'm telling you the truth. He will not just allow them because of the responsibilities attached. There is so much when it comes to driving. If it's interstate and go and drop the children, go to the market, it's understandable, like from here to Bayelsa. It's understandable. My wife drives a lot from here to Bayelsa. We go along. Even last 2 weeks we were in Bayelsa. She drives a lot. She's a driver I can trust, but not passing Bayelsa. Don't pass in Egoa here. I'm telling you. There was a day we went somewhere and I was sitting, she was driving, and the man said, now, madam, they drive. We were just shocked. The truth is this. When it comes to driving, women are good, but they are not professional.
Do you know when how many women have taught men how to drive?
But you use the word taught. That doesn't mean they are professional. Of course, they are not.
Okay.
We need men. That is the job. Even companies that are into transportation, I find it difficult. They will not employ women to do that job. Mr. Zion,
do you fly?
Yes.
Okay. How many times have you boarded a flight, whether it's Nigeria Info Airline or Cool FM Airline or Jude Amamegbe Airline? Did you ask or did you say, excuse me, sorry, I want to book this flight to Abuja. May I know who is flying me? Is it a male or a female pilot? I want to know. Do you ask that question?
Now that we look at that industry as a professional industry, that we the pilots are certified.
Mr. Zion, it's
so
air, it's air.
Of course,
flights,
now,
air. Okay. It's all right. Thank you very much. Eric from Chantamadi, welcome to the sunny side. Hello, Eric. Hello. Eric, are you there? Oh, dear. So sorry we lost that call. Eric, please do well to call us back. Someone says, good afternoon. Professionalism stood out for me among every other thing. I commend on people's performance against who the person is. Although I'm not sexist. Thank you. I am Michael. Someone says, it doesn't matter to me whether female or male. I just sit back and enjoy the ride. Laura Elliott. This other one says, I will feel safer with a male driver any time of the day. I was driving and I gave a girl a lift. A car in front of me lost control and was coming directly at us. The girl with me fainted before I even had the chance to dodge the car. I had to pack and splash water on her before she came to herself. Imagine she was on the wheel. What would have happened? They are too weak to handle emergency diarrhea. Oh my God. Oh. Nigerian folk, good afternoon. Who are these people? I'm sure it's the men that are trying to spoil our phone lines for us. Eric, welcome back. Eric from Chantamadi, welcome back. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay. So I say, for me, I feel safer with the female drivers.
Okay.
But then again, they are not interesting.
They are not interesting.
They are quite boring. Not really with the conversation, though, but their driving skills.
They're not doing you fast and furious.
You just love those interesting moments in driving where a driver will just do something that is fast. It's more like you're in a movie.
That's what I'm saying now. You're not getting the fast and furious experience now.
Okay, so I'll use my auntie as an example.
Okay.
If I'm in a car with my auntie, like I want to cry, I want to collect the steering and drive myself.
She's too slow.
She's too slow. Like, I feel like crying. Like, there is a bomb. Everybody is coming and using speed and passing this bomb. But when she gets this bomb, she will settle down and pass it. Like, she's counting her steps. And I'm like, God, what is this? We go reach this method, they go at all. So, but then with the male post, like my uncle, if he's driving, like, yes, they're like, you're interested.
Mm.
Your eyes is on the road. Mm. But then again, the female drivers are more meticulous and safer to drive with, like, to be in their kind of cars. But then,
I'm sure you also did not hear a lot of God punish you while she drives. nobody is wanting to curse the other driver, and that's what is exciting for some passengers. When you bring down the glass and you tell this person your head no correct, something they want.
I'm telling you,
but then again, there are traffic rules that some of these other drivers you enjoy. I mean, for some roads, there are speed limits. Okay, so yeah, maybe your auntie is driving slow because that's the speed limit required for that road. There's a speed limit for highways. There's a speed limit for the ones you have in your street. When you get to a speed bump, of course you're supposed to slow down. Now, are you flying? Where did they go? And then some people will drive on the street roads like they're on Port Harcourt Aba Expressway, our highway.
You surely maintain the speed limit, but then again, at least
you just want some action. Now. It's all right. I understand. No problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Temple from NNL1. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yes. Good morning.
It's afternoon, though. Good afternoon.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem at all. Go ahead.
Yes. The question is, who do one feel fear? I mean, which gender of the one feel fear?
From your personal experience, the better drivers between men and women, who are the better drivers?
All right. Well, it's a personal experience myself. I want to express now. For me, I think I feel more safe being in transit with a fellow man like me.
A fellow man like you, because, okay.
Yes. I see women as a fragile being, understand? I see them as a stable. I shouldn't say a woman to encounter much stress while doing any job. I'm talking about driving as an easy profession.
Okay.
Means I tell you that driving is one of the hardest professions to find in life.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, it's not all about having a vehicle and moving it. It is all kind of calculation.
Hmm.
There are some accidents that could be averted when you apply smartness, which to me, I see females being as people who somehow, because of their fragility, cannot apply such smartness.
Hmm.
So for me, I will not feel very comfortable being driven by a woman.
Okay then. Thank you. Thank you very much, Temple. Yes. Facebook people, I'm here for you now. What have you been saying? I want to read your comments. So I start off with the first one. Benson and Esther says, male are better drivers. Williams Eburue says, male drivers are far, far better. Experienced, calculative, focused, professional than the female drivers. Harry Adolfo says, for me, male drivers are the best, although female drivers are careful most times on the road. Always applying the brake, just like my mom, very slow. Njoku Ogadimba says, female drivers are the best and always careful on the road, while male drivers are unlike professional to the job than female. Benton Debbie Cabby says, male drivers are better than females because I think they're more experienced. They're more expressing during the ride than females. And you could probably make friends. You enter the car to make friends. You don't need to enter and go to where you're going to. You are going to make friends. but I actually also appreciate female drivers. Vivian Chi says, female drivers are more careful because they're more responsible. My name is Vivian. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm Winifred calling from Porto.
Winifred, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I for one feel women are more careful while driving. Why men, they put up their confidence. And most times, even when the person doesn't know what they're doing, in as much as that person has this boldness, we just trust them. So that's what I feel, though. I feel men are better, though. I drive, but I'm always like, don't scratch me. Don't do this. Don't do that. The man just put his head, try me and see fire.
Okay, so that's what makes them better, because they are doing face me, I face you.
Yes, and you know, even as a human, when you are going to a war or a battle with someone that is ready, don't shake you grab, right?
But you know, in driving school, yeah, they teach a lot of things. They teach defensive driving too. So there's the kind of, you know, in driving school,
okay,
they teach quite a lot of things. They also teach what we call defensive driving.
Kind of, but you know, most, like my brother, I didn't get how to drive from all these driving schools. I know it's wrong though, but when he comes out, me that went to a driving school, they prefer him to me. It's normal. They put their own confidence. I don't know, but I just see it in them. And people believe them more than an experienced driver.
Wow.
Be it a female or a male, when you apply that confidence, good to go.
All right, then. Thank you.
Men come up with it. All right.
All right. Thank you. We need to go on a commercial break. I saw your WhatsApp messages. I believe I should be able to read them. By the time we come back from the break, keep the messages coming. Keep the calls coming as well. It is still the sunny side of Nigeria Info FM, and we are talking driving. Who are better drivers between men and women from your personal experience? So stay tuned to us.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg. On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. So let me see how quickly I would share this story. A lot of us think we can drive. And even the men that you say dominates the commercial scene when it comes to driving. And then there's a role for a driver and the driver applies. And then the recruiters hand over the car keys to the driver. And you say, okay, you can drive this vehicle. And the driver goes and he turns on the ignition and then he starts driving. And they tell the guy, oh, well, we're sorry, you failed the test. Yes, it's not just about moving the car. How many of you know things in your vehicles? Come on, how many of you open your bonnet, check your radiator, check your power steering oil, check your hydraulic fluid, check... I'm sure some of these things I'm saying, they sound alien. So a lot of you have been driving for years, and whenever you just notice one small chicken, you call your mechanic. Well, some of these things would have been prevented if only you knew. And it's funny, I think one of these days, while in the compound at the office, I needed to start the ignition, and I first opened my bonnet. I was checking my oil, and my male colleague, I think it was a male colleague, took her that, said, Denise, you are checking what? I said, I'm checking my oil. And I was like, as a woman, some of the men that drive don't even know this thing, and you are checking oil. So sometimes when your car would just come to a halt, bam, in the middle of the road, it's one minor thing you didn't pay attention to. And it's all part of driving too, in case you don't know. So are men still better drivers? It's not me that said it. Okay, so this message reads, I will feel safer with a male any time of the day. I was driving and I gave a girl a lift. Okay, I think I've seen this one. Good afternoon, Denise. My name is Princess Hobson. I feel more comfortable with a male driver. I believe that in Port Harcourt, they know more of the routes to follow. They are more calculative, fearless, and can take better decisions in the face of danger. Have you entered a boat ride and you are the one directing the boat ride where to go to? Or the boat ride is relying on Google Map? Please, some of the boat riders, and I say this from personal experience, they know no road, though. And you know how they say, follow with no road. So it is me, the passenger, that is telling them, follow like this, pass like this, turn like this, bend like this. You have not seen anything. So there was a story I heard from someone concerning a woman who wanted to reverse her vehicle on a busy road. When she found out that the road was so busy, she abandoned the car in an awful position, thereby cutting traffic, and called her husband to come and reverse the car, even when people are offering to do it and put it in a better position so that she can proceed with the journey. But she declined and asked them not to touch her car. If a man wanted to do that, he would do it fast. Male drivers are focused and skillful, but I personally prefer female drivers because they're very careful. Blessing Amre Resta from Woji. Let's see if I can quickly read one final message. It depends on the individual. I know a couple where the wife drives better than the husband. Between men and women, who are better drivers? And I said it's been causing quite a on our social media handle. So you should rush down to Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Rush down to Facebook Nigeria Info 90.3 PH. Although the live video has ended, but then again, there's a poll on Twitter. So go there, cast your vote. Between men and women, who are better drivers? Now, I started by saying that someone once tweeted, and I quote, "Maybe it's just me, but whenever I book a ride and it's a female, I immediately cancel it. I value and respect ladies a lot, but I kind of prefer having a ride with a man. The convo is basically better that way for me." And I also said that when you think about it, driving may seem so easy, but may not really be an easy fit when you take into consideration all that it entails. You know, sometimes you get used to driving so much so that, you know, everything is just going through. At other times, you just throw caution to the wind and you're doing wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. If you take into consideration the calculation, the emotions, the experience, professionalism, obedience to traffic rules, and patience, balancing all of these, and at the same time chatting with a passenger takes a whole lot from the driver. And when you remember that you're entrusting your life to the driver from the start to the end of the journey, should anything go wrong, this is the driver. Who was driving? Na man. Who was driving? Na woman. Who was driving? You get. So the first thing on people's mind is who was driving? Who was behind the wheels? Who do you feel safer with? A male driver or a female driver? Sometimes we want to get to our destinations fast. And fast is good. Other times, it would have been better if you got to your destination much later. And you know how they say, slow and steady wins the race. From your personal experience, between the male and female gender, who is a better driver? And I got a lot of your tweets. Now, let me start with the tweets. This is from Echo Jefter. It says, male drivers are better, but I've encountered a female taxi driver that gives you comfort while she drives. She knows the roads, locations, and routes. This woman composes herself, Her driving is sweet. Same with my aunt who taught me driving. Another thing is they both drive fast. Kudus says, I feel very comfortable when being driven by a male driver. Because of their commanding presence on the steering wheel, they feel more like they are in control of the car. At BOB says there are things women do better than men and vice versa, and these things can be traced to some kind of anatomy adaptation. In driving, there's no such advantageous adaptation on either gender. So I have no preference between the two. There are other messages, but I have a plethora of them on WhatsApp. Or should I just go back to Facebook and finish? Oh, okay. Jonah Samuel says, men are the best, but kudos to female drivers. Jonah Zubike says, the women are more mature. The men, I beg your pardon, are more mature. But women are usually emotional while driving. What's your definition of being emotional? Oluwa Onyedikachi says, female drivers are better because they drive carefully. They cannot manage any car that is not in good condition. They make sure the car is in good condition before going out. They are never in a hurry. I kind of agree. Yeah. A woman will hear small noise and say, what is making that noise? They want to know what's causing the noise. And sometimes the man will hear the sound and, you know what? Ignore. Yeah. And when I get to my destination, I'm going to check it out. Now, let's see what our poll says before I go to WhatsApp messages and take some more calls. So far, so good. 27 votes. We still have about 23 hours left. 70.4% voted the men. And the women, 29.6% for the votes for women. Okay, I think I've seen all the comments on that particular poll. Now, hold on, just hold on. A male driving learner with the L sign is more perfect than the female in driving for 20 years. Oh, good justice. Oh, good. Are you sure you've had a lot of women drive you? Women can actually drive very well, but men are more technical and better drivers because they are smarter, more composed with better reflexes, and skills to carry out maneuverings. The art of driving involves and requires a lot of technicalities. You can prove this by bringing a road safety professional to clear this issue. Kems, it may shock you. Security-wise, women are preferred because one can be confident a little that we won't, that the woman can kidnap or steal from you. Away from that, women cannot and shouldn't be compared to male drivers. You would think the woman is better until you encounter a challenge on the journey, ranging from a flat tire or route manipulation to facilitate a quick drop-off. Only then you will understand why it has to be a male. Oluwatami from Port Harcourt. Hello, Didi. Have you ever seen or heard a big man or big woman employ a female driver? Even the people calling to say they feel safer with a female driver will not employ female drivers. Why? I prefer male drivers. Talking about flights, I don't mind whether it's a male or female pilot. No hold up in the sky now. Oh my, oh my. The only thing women do more than men is lying, cheating, and giving birth. Are you being serious right now? Are you? We're not joking here. This is a serious conversation, okay? Good day, presenter. Both male and female can be better drivers. To me, the drivers we are seeing are just moving the cars and nothing driving. Better drivers are those who know factors that can cause road accidents and prevent it. This one is from EIA. Hi, EIA. Let's see. And this other one says, a woman can be too emotional on the road, sometimes too slow, other times just too fast. I don't like a woman driving me. I'm always holding tight to my seat. Men are definitely the better drivers. Oh, good afternoon, Didi. Female drivers are better. They are careful, calculative, gentle, never in a hurry. They make sure the car is in good condition before embarking on the journey. If you enter a car driven by a female, wow, you will enjoy the ride. Oyedikachi from Mba Eche. Denise, good afternoon. Male drivers are more daring. Even when they are not efficient, they want to try and drive without knowing about road ethics or how to take care of a car. When I was working in Aba from Port Harcourt and needed a driver on the way, I had to take the wheel from him and give him transport fare to return to Port Harcourt. Females always ensure they have learned and are good before driving on highways. Ere Koba, send that in. Good afternoon, Nigerian. For security consciousness, composure on the wheels, etc., makes male drivers better drivers. I expect women to be better drivers, though, since they love cars a lot. I'll take 5 calls, and that will be all for this conversation, so we can move on to the next conversation. 5 is too much. I'll take 3. 3, because the phone lines have been buzzing, really. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. Nigerian Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Didi.
Hi, good afternoon. Go ahead, please.
One love to you.
One love to you,
Miss
too.
Angel Mike.
Welcome, go ahead.
Didi, before I say something, let me say this. You know, no matter the future you have in female drivers, if out of 100, you have that future, let me say 20% in out of women, when you come to men, out of 100, you will get it like 70 or 80. Then come to women. How many women can you tell me that they know Nigeria highway code rules about roads? Those small things they put on the roadside. How many of them can they know and understand what that sign is on the road? I have one of my auntie that go to 2 different driving schools. 2 different. And she was in my car where we were driving along Delta Road space. I was about overtaking tanker. In the process, you know how tanker people behave. You don't want anybody to overtake him. In the process, my front tire burst. This car was still going, nothing. I know what to do for the car not to show my fall. But before I know, my auntie have already slept. Jeez! We reached where I allow the car to roll small, and I park it. People come. Road safety was in the other side of the lane. They now cross and come. They were saying, you will try, you try. They have to chase this trailer, go and hold it. My aunt was still sleeping, not that she fainted. She closed her eyes, she was still there. Yeah. So when you talk about female, I can't see any goal. I've not entered yet, but I see them driving. The only thing women can do when it comes to driving is to drag the road with you. They don't want you to overtake them. When you say women are careful driving, do you know why they are careful? Maybe.
Why are they careful? Because it's not their car.
Yes, let me tell you. Because the husband. Wait, now because the husband has already told them. You see, if anybody crash it.
I know what I will do to solve this problem.
See, the husband has already told them. If anybody can be that, you jam it by yourself. You will get yourself to blame. This is going to be the last car. That's why they are careful. I have somebody that drives. I have somebody that drives. In any place she's parking, she can't revise. Anytime she wants to revise, you say, I bet Muna can't help me revise. She has never revised in her lifetime, but she's driving. She go to school lunch, she go to market, but she can't revise.
I know where the problem is coming from now.
How many women? How many women can drive? It's not about driving automatic or manual.
Manual cars.
You change key. You change gear every second. How many women can drive it?
Okay.
Volkswagen transporter. How many of them can drive? One love this, AJ Mike.
I know the problem, and I will solve the problem. The problem is that. It's like women cannot afford cars. So what will happen is, I will move a motion for subsidy of vehicles. By the time women start buying cars as much as men start buying cars, you will see if Port Harcourt or any road in this Nigeria will be enough for all the cars. That is the problem. Women, I understand. Don't worry. I'm on your side. They say that it's your husband that used to give you cars. They say that it's one man that used to give you cars. No problem. They don't know that some of us used to buy our cars by ourselves. I move a motion for subsidy, have 50%. You will see a lot of women will start buying cars. And when they start buying cars by themselves, come and see whether you will see where to drive in this Port Harcourt. They will have to create more flyovers for you. I know what to do. It's all right. It's no problem. I've solved the problem. My auntie taught me how to drive. She's better than most male drivers. Tom Busson from Rumo Demaya. The second call, and then the last one, and we're done. Nigerian info, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to say that men are better drivers than women.
Okay.
It's because, you know, women are very jittery on the steering. Mm. When they see articulated vehicles or other big ones, they start jittering. They can even get into accident by doing so. Even ordinary horn from a big vehicle can, you know, make them run into the bush. they can't calculate the distance between the vehicle at the back and the one in front. This makes them to jam the vehicle. The only thing is that any vehicle driven by a woman, the engine is intact. If you look at the body is scattered. And when because they're very careless on the road, somehow, no, careful and careless. Careful in the way that they can't easily get into accidents, but they can easily, you know, minor accidents, you know, bumping into vehicles at the back. Then they want to go to your reverse, they can't calculate very well. Sometimes they come and jam the vehicle in front. And when they start calling, they come out and start calling their husband.
Okay.
And in fact, they don't drive, they easily drive for a very long distance.
Okay.
They get frightened at, you know,
you're talking about the women you have experienced. It's all right, no problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm tempted to shake this table a little more, but then again, I want to respect myself. So, they say Belgium cars are quite expensive. And when we talk about affordability, some people will opt for, I will shake this table, some people will opt for Nigerian used cars. Between a car driven by a Nigerian man, if you say you want to buy a Nigerian used car, and a car driven by a Nigerian female, which will you buy? I think that will be a conversation for another day. Let us check. These people, they call themselves men drivers. They can drive. Let us look at the condition of their cars as they say they can drive. Why are they not buying the male cars? Why is it that... I won't buy a motor. Alpha. Hey, get one car, one Corolla like that. Okay. Now, man driver, be now women driver. See, now man. So, you know, say men, get the way we they drive. Now, woman driver, okay, man, I can't see. We are done.